Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco, and these are the headlines we're following. Residents in the Sierra are preparing for several more feet of snow over the next 2 days. Chris Hintz with the National Weather Service in Sacramento says the blizzard has already dumped plenty of snow in higher elevations.
Looking up cameras up around the crest, looks like Donner Pass has probably received around 2 feet of snow so far.
Wind gusts topped 100 miles an hour at higher elevations yesterday. Several ski resorts have already announced they'll be closed today due to dangerous conditions, including Sierra at Tahoe and Alpine Meadows. Yosemite National Park is also closed through Sunday afternoon. Residents in the Sierra have been preparing for the storm. Sophia Holm with KUNR in Reno has that part of the story.
The National Weather Service predicts the Lake Tahoe area could see 10 feet of snow on the ground by Tuesday. That's when the storm is forecast to move out of the area. In preparation, people have been stocking up at grocery stores. By midweek, the shelves were already looking pretty bare. People are also making sure their heaters are working, and many have turned up their thermostats a few degrees to keep their roofs warm. That helps prevent snow from weighing down the roof and causing it to collapse. Yesterday afternoon, businesses were also getting ready. John Cheney owns two restaurants on the shores of Lake Tahoe in Nevada, about 10 minutes from the California border. He plans to stay open.
If it's treacherous and there's safety issues with my employees getting to and from work, then that's the only reason we'd really close.
Cheney says his food vendors have already told him they won't deliver supplies today or tomorrow, but he says he'll go to the grocery store and adjust the menu if he needs to. Meanwhile, the California Department of Transportation is warning people to stay off the roads unless it's absolutely necessary. For the California Report, I'm Sophia Holm in Reno.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China. And full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Amid California's housing crisis, a group of mobile home park residents have done something that might seem impossible. They purchased their park from their corporate landlord, securing stable, affordable housing for themselves. But the road to get there wasn't easy. When Juanita Perez Sierra was 7 years old, her parents moved their family of eight from San Miguel Cuevas in Oaxaca, Mexico, to the U.S. After weeks of living out of their van, her parents purchased a home at Shady Lakes Mobile Home Park in Fresno County.
Pues nosotros bien felices, ¿verdad? Que ya teníamos nuestro lugar y por eso le tenemos mucho cariño todavía a nuestro hogar.
They were very happy to have a place to call home, she says. Perez Sierra's family was one of the first from San Miguel Cuevas to move there. That was some 30 years ago. Now, the vast majority of the park's 60 families are from her same Oaxacan village.
Siempre nos sentíamos como seguros, muy seguros, y pensábamos, y la renta estaba bien, era algo que se podía pagar, pero de un día al otro es cuando cambió las cosas.
They always felt safe there. The landlords were easygoing. And then, she says, the situation seemed to change overnight. In 2019, Harmony Communities California purchased the park. Several residents say the Stockton-based corporation started enforcing new rules and handing out eviction notices. Resident Marcileno Santos says he began to worry his family would get kicked out and become homeless.
No teníamos idea dónde íbamos a ir. Ese era el temor. Y era el estrés de que pensar, si me llegan a correr, ¿a dónde voy a ir?
The community, made up of mostly farm workers, had chosen the park because of the low rent. But soon after Harmony came in, residents say they increased rent by more than 30%. So they decided to fight back. They formed the Grupo Comunitario de San Miguel Cuevas and got legal aid. They sued Harmony over alleged poor management of the park and retaliation against residents. Harmony did not answer questions about these allegations. As the lawsuit moved forward, something unexpected happened. Representatives from the California Center for Cooperative Development contacted them.
We were contacted and began having conversations about the potential of this park becoming a resident-owned community.
That's Mariah Thompson, the resident's attorney. The center is a nonprofit that helps residents form housing cooperatives.
To sort of take those mobile home parks off the free market, off the private investment market, and so they can remain resident-managed and affordable.
Under that model, the residents would each have part ownership of the park. They'd be able to make decisions about how much rent to charge, park finances, and operating rules. Thompson says residents were hesitant at first, but after months of organizing, they were ready to take on the challenge. It took a ton of coordination on the part of residents to get 52 families to attend the Zoom meeting, not to mention the multiple nonprofits. Then there was the matter of language, English, Spanish, and Mixteco.
Some of these meetings looked like the UN. I mean, it was pretty incredible.
They also had to get the funding, more than $7 million to purchase the park. That required yet another organization to help them with state loans. In all, the entire process took 5 years, three nonprofits, and the unflappable will of residents. They finally closed escrow on Thursday. Marcelino Santos says he hopes their story serves as an example to others.
Si nosotros lo que seamos como un ejemplo de que logramos algo, y que ellos también pueden.
He says if they can do it, others can too. And that is the California Report for Friday, March 1st. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Brendan Willard, Jim Bennett, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Billy Cruz and Keith Mizuguchi. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tovin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and Adult and Children's Health Systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives. StanfordMedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a cleaner, healthier, more secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.